I've come up with some basic beliefs in that I like to believe, I choose to believe, that people treat me the way I have taught them to treat me. That if I don't like the way people are treating me, there's something I need to do about me, not something I need to do about you. And I have come to believe also that a measure of communication is the result it produces. That if I'm communicating with somebody else and I don't like the result, it's not their fault. It's my fault that I'm not communicating effectively. And I like that. That brings it back to me. There's something I can do about it. It's much easier. It's difficult, but it's much easier to change me than it is to get somebody else to change. We came into the program, Max was working on me, and I was working on her. And the harder we worked, the worse it got. And I understand that's the way it is with many couples going into marriage counseling and that. And so what we've learned in the program is I've got my program, she's got her program, we each work on ourselves. It's like Elsa C. used to say, when two people each have their own program, it's like two railroad tracks, separately but together, going in the same direction, with all those meetings holding you together. And it's a great way to go. It's a great way. I just love being, I love this way of life. I love AA. I love the AA way of life. I love it enough that I love being an alcoholic. I had a hard time becoming an alcoholic, and but now that I'm where I am, I love being an alcoholic. I love being alcoholic now that I'm sober. It was kind of a drag there for a while. Let me say this, and I'll sit down. Speaking of computer programs. Somebody was showing me a computer program where you put data in the computer, and this program would make a chart out of it, make a pie chart or a bar graph, and color it and fancify it, beautiful thing. And I thought, what would a chart, a graph of my life look like if I had a giant computer and all the facts of my life put in the computer? What would a graph of my life look like? And I become convinced that it would V. It resembled like the Jelinek chart, for instance. That my life started way, way over there, and it's going to end way, 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 way over there. And from where it started until July 31st, 1967, it was on a downhill course. Now, it wasn't a straight line down. It was just enough ups to keep me confused. And downward trend was down until finally it ended up in the nut ward of the staff of the hospital I was on the staff of. And that wasn't bad enough. I had to go to AA. I went to AA for 7 months, one meeting too many. And I finally, on July 31st, 1967, I finally accepted the fact that I, of all people, strange as it might seem, even though I had no choice in the matter whatsoever, I really was a mild alcoholic. Yeah. And from that point on, my life has been...